have you heard people, when something does that, have you heard people call that a second growth or a volunteer or a second crop or an after crop or something?
Well, I don't know. Just go back and make people eat horses, cows, or whatever you want. Grow back, sure.
What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Well, just we take corn and grind it, all I know.
Yeah, but what do you call the kind of bread that somebody makes out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. And what are some other things that people make out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Soup.
What else?
Well, you can make... something to take to and grind and put meal in. Or a tater pone.
Tater pone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't heard about that. Now, how do you make that?
You take the tater and grind up. I think put a little meal in, sweeten it. So, it makes it good.
And then do you bake it like you do cornbread?
Yeah, bake it. But that's still bake it. That's good eating. You can take tea and make any kind of bread you want. Just make a plan of tea. You can roast them if you want. Just set in the fireplace and roast them.
Yeah, now those are good like that. Well, now what about corn dodgers? Do you ever have them?
No, I don't think so.
Well, what about corn dumplings?
Well, that's when you cook some food. Mix up some meal and make dumplings in the pot like that.
Yeah. And what would you put them in with?
A spoon.
Yeah, but I mean, what would be cooking in the pot?
Oh, I don't know. It could be cooking chicken, or greens, or something. Of them put some corn dumplings in.
Okay. And let's see, what about hush puppies? Do you ever have those? What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
What?
I don't know. This cook is not in the pot already.
Well, now I know a long time ago, some old people used to, in a fireplace, you clear the ashes back and you put the batter right in there on the...
Yeah.
And then
I hadn't done that myself. Small boy. It's been so long, I don't forgot what it was at now. But Abraham and the angel spent the night, didn't he? He cooked some old leather bread. They got some oats and bunny. Kind of be ready cool and mix up the bread with dark and his salt and his soda. Anything put in, nothing but the bread made stiff dough and put on cool and cook it for the angel. And the rest of his life that same night. And I will show that in the spirit. You find in the 18th chapter of Genesis, and you spent the night with Abraham. And Gomer and Solomon's law. And you went by his house that evening, spent the night with him. Next morning she went down, got people, about 2,500 peoples. For sin, next morning he went down. It's a great reason to do that. And people just like that now. So God said, he tells me and I tell the people. They're like this. People now a little bit worse than it was then. Friends ain't doing all I didn't do then. And he done condemned the world. God, Jesus done all that. That's in the first day of June in 64. I was in Washington. And I was able to take him in charge. Repent. That's the only way you can be saved. Repent. And get right with God and take the true commandment. That's the only chance, not with God. And with God. I don't care what you do. Repent first. And get right with God and get forgiven of the sins. After the first day of June, rule, and